Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It's Monday afternoon. Well, Sheriff Mike Wade has been mayor of Henrico, or mayor, sheriff of Henrico County for, seems like forever. And he decided a while ago, he said, you know what? I'm done. Thank you very much. I'm taking my leave. And there are a couple of folks who have said, okay, I have what it takes to step in and run the Henrico County Sheriff's Office. Tom Watkins is one of those folks, and he's joining us. Tom, welcome.
Well, Jeff, thank you for having me on your program today, for giving me the opportunity to introduce myself to your listeners and to the voters of Henrico County.
Well, I'm glad to have you here, and so why don't you do that? Give everybody a little background on yourself and why you think you're the person to step in and become the new sheriff of Henrico County.
Well, thank you've been to my website, and you've seen there that I've got experience with the Richmond City Sheriff's Office, which during my tenure there, I was responsible for the computerization of the inmate records, all of the financial records, and we designed and developed a complete inmate tracking system that tracked the inmate records, their booking, all of their commissary accounts, everything dealing with the inmate.
Mm-hmm.
And we dealt with overcrowding, which is what Henrico County jails are now facing. We've dealt with those when I was at the Richmond Sheriff's Office, because our average daily population was around 1,500, and we were only designed to handle 882. So we did it, and we got through it. And now they have got a reduction in inmate population, and I'm glad for them, because it's a rough road to hoe.
When you look at the Henrico County Sheriff's Office, are you thinking to yourself that they face exactly the same problems as you did at the Richmond City Sheriff's Office?
No, I do think that they are facing some of the same problems because we had a relatively large inmate, a state-responsible inmate population, and they are running about 25% of their inmate population now, state-responsible inmates, which, you know, inmates that could possibly be in the state system instead of in the Henrico County Jail. And that's a hefty number of inmates. When you take 25% of your 1,450 average inmate daily population, you know, that works out to about 300 and some inmates. So if we could get the state to take them, then that helps reduce our problems on a local basis.
All right. And what is your connection to Henrico County then, if you spent your time working in the city sheriff's office?
Well, I came out of the city sheriff's office back in 01 and went back in briefly under Sheriff Woody. Then I was recruited by a multi-state medical practice because of my IT and law enforcement background to come and help deal with a suspected embezzlement problem in the Dallas, Texas office. And I did that, and I've just stayed on with them doing their IT and their financial work, doing their budgets, and doing this on a multi-state basis. It gives me a lot of background in the medical arena, which is also a background I had with the Richmond City Sheriff's Office, because the medical department, which was all done in-house, was one of the departments that I was responsible for, mm-hmm. in addition to the payroll, IT, property and supply, and the kitchen.
Yeah.
So that's a problem that Henrico is facing, is medical costs with their inmates. And that's, again, something that I think I have the expertise to help deal with that type of a problem.
And as you look at the Henrico County Sheriff's Office, where are we on staffing? Do we have enough deputies?
I've got to look at that a little bit closer. I think we've got a staffing problem. I think we've got a staff turnover problem. And I'm really expecting to try to bring in effective management with a considerate leadership that's careful, that pays careful attention to the concerns that the staff raises. I have experience in a jail system handling employee concerns, and I also have extensive private sector experience overseeing many employees and setting the tone for a positive work environment.
Mm.
I feel that's one of my strengths.
All right. And how are you being received by those who are serving in the Henrico County Sheriff's Office today? Have they reached out and said, yeah, we think you're the guy to do this job?
Well, some of them that I have sat down with and talked with, yes, they say that. I'm new to the campaign. That's something that I've got to work to overcome. And I am in the process of getting my word out there, both through handouts, through my Masonic community, and through my website, and through signage in the community. I mean, let's face it, it really matters what the voters think.
Mm-hmm.
That's who's going to put me in office, and that's where I have really got to make my case. But my biggest push with the Henrico Sheriff's Office employees is so often in a campaign like this, you know, they will throw the seed of fear by saying, oh, he's going to come in, he's going to just do wholesale changes, he's going to get rid of everybody. And that is absolutely not what I expect to do. I want to get in there, find out what's going on and how I can best solve the problems and work with the staff we have to get those problems solved.
Well, fair enough. Tom, do me a favor for those who are hearing about you perhaps for the first time. Why don't you give them that website? Let them take a look at all your background and see if you might be the guy they want.
Okay, well, I tried to make it easy. So many people have been spelling my name wrong for my entire life.
Mm-hmm.
I put a website out there that's watkinsforsheriff.com with a T, or you can spell it correctly with a W-A-D, and it's still watkinsforsheriff.com, or you can go tomwatkins4henricosheriff.org. You can get me any kind of way you want.
All right. Well, I love it. Tom, thank you so much for being here. That's Tom Watkins. He's decided to run for the post soon to be vacated by Mike Wade, the longtime sheriff in Henrico County. And he is running for Henrico Sheriff. He is an independent, nonpartisan. And those are his websites, some interesting ideas. And if you're interested in learning more about him, I would suggest you you go and take a look at them. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.